You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 40. While your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Then the king of Israel said to him, "So shall your judgment be. You yourself have decided it." One of the danger in our churches is this. When you have a brother or sister who is very serious, who is very dedicated, they begin to pile up responsibility on that person. Because in most assemblies, it is few people that are usually responsible and that usually do the work. So, an inexperienced pastor, when he sees a brother or a sister who is very diligent and committed, he will load that brother, he will load that sister. Sometimes, not even the pastor, it is the people. Everybody wants you to be in their unit. They want you to be in this singing unit, in that other singing unit. They want you to be children's Sunday school teacher. They want you to be in drama. They want you to be in ushering. They want, and you also, because you love serving God, you just keep joining, be everything. My dear brothers and sisters, you need to be focused in life. Jesus was so focused that he didn't go to the Gentiles. Is it that Jesus does not want the Gentile to be saved? He focused on the Israelite. That was his focus. He focused on them. He didn't try to go everywhere. Did you know Jesus didn't try to go to all the world? Jesus restricted himself to Israel. Jesus didn't go to Syria. Jesus did not try to go to Iran. He didn't try to come to Africa. He restricted himself in his ministry to Israel. You must be focused. And let me tell you, if you are not careful, sometimes it becomes a satanic strategy. People will put you in a lot of things. And when you want to leave, it becomes a fight. Because some people don't have this gracious heart that you can be part of them and serve them for a while and then you want to leave. No, they will now take it like an offense. So you are afraid. You don't want to offend people. Please, in this matter, offend people. Reduce the weight. Reduce the weight. Anybody that will be fruitful and productive must be pruned. You cannot do everything. Focus. Has God called you into children's Sunday school? Focus on that. Give all your heart to it. Devote everything you know into it. Is it singing? Begin to receive songs from heaven and release to the body of Christ. Face that thing with everything that you've got. Of course, that's not to say that you cannot do one or two things here and there, but be very careful. Have focus. Don't specialize in everything. Focus on what God has called you to do and do it. Is it drama that he has called you to do? Just be busy going about it. Don't say, I want to also be an apostle. I'm also a prophet. And you know, that's how people will carry useless title without mantle and be going about parading themselves. Senior most, apostle, reverend, doctor. They just want to be things that they are not. Remain focused. Remain humble. Stay in your lane. Do what God had called you to do. Has he called you into preaching? Stay there. As you call you into a professional life, stay in the professional life. Don't try to be like people who are full-time preachers. Stay in your own professional life and represent Jesus. Occupy that place for Jesus until Jesus comes. As he called you and said, "You are the one that is going to support and finance my work," stay in there. Do it diligently. Don't say, "I also want to become an evangelist. I also want to become a prophet." Just stay there and do it. Don't be busy here and there. Don't be busy here and there. Now, you see, you can be doing one thing, and that one thing in itself may entail different things. But it is still one thing that you are doing. Remain focused. If you look at everybody in the scriptures who achieved anything for the Lord, they remain focused. Remain focused. Don't be busy here and there. It is not healthy for you. Some of you from today, you need to cut off from some places and say, "I'm sorry. I had to withdraw myself from so many associations I was involved with." When I began to see the Lord saying, "I want you to focus on this now," I began to release myself. Some, it wasn't easy to let me go, but I had to go. You see, sometimes people don't understand what God is doing in your life. So they will want to hold on to you. You are the one that God is speaking to. So leave them. Leave them. Don't try to please men and displease God. Leave them. Eventually, they will appreciate and understand why you had to leave. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.